USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republican U.S. senators are imploring the Biden administration to reverse course and allow the transfer of Poland's MiG fighter jets to the Ukrainians to fight the Russian invasion. A sign the Defense Department's rejection of the offer may be running into steep resistance on Capitol Hill. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This administration has been a step behind every step of the way.
40 GOP senators signed on to a letter from Senators Joni Ernst urging President Biden to answer the plea from Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, who told lawmakers if the U.S. couldn't help with a no-fly zone, it could at least send more planes so they could fight the battle with Russia themselves. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour this weekend. Daylight savings time is Sunday, starting at 2 a.m. And while you're changing those clocks, it's also a great opportunity to change the batteries in your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. This is USA Radio News.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
U.S. consumers plan to cut spending on restaurant meals and movies if gasoline prices keep rising as Russia's invasion of Ukraine rattles the global economy, according to a new Reuters poll. 54% of U.S. adults expect to spend less on meals out if gasoline prices rise to over $6 a gallon. 49% said they would trim spending on movies and other entertainment. Some 60% said they would not drive as far for leisure activities. AAA said the average nationwide price at the pump is about $4.32 per gallon. Actor Jussie Smollett has been sentenced in a Chicago courtroom to 30 months probation and 150 days in jail for staging a hate crime against himself. Smollett was ordered to pay $120,000 in restitution and fined $25,000 by Cook County Circuit Judge James Lynn. Smollett was found guilty by a jury of 5 of the 6 felony disorderly conduct counts he faced, one for each time he was accused of lying to police. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
No one seems to know exactly how long inflation will last, but we know it's going nowhere soon.
America's inflation woes can be blamed on supply chain issues, surging demand, production costs, and trillions of dollars spent on COVID relief funds. So how long will Americans have to put up with the additional $300 per month on expenses from 1 year ago? Well, that depends on who you ask in Washington. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The expectations and their assessment at this point continues to be that it will moderate by the end of the year.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A tentative $83 million settlement has been reached in a class action lawsuit brought by the victims affected by the Surfside building that partially collapsed in South Florida last June. The lawsuit was filed against several groups and individuals, including companies that developed and maintained the property, the company responsible for constructing the building, and the engineers and inspectors of the building. 98 people were killed in the collapse. This is USA Radio News. In Japan today, people are paying tribute to the victims and renewing searches for those still missing from a massive earthquake and tsunami 11 years ago that also triggered a nuclear disaster in Fukushima, where tens of thousands still cannot return home. The magnitude 9.0 earthquake struck on March 11, 2011, triggering the massive tsunami. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.